Hi everyone, Same Man here. This video was brought to you by a donation from Mr. Anonymous. He didn't give me a topic with his donation. So I'll be covering the story of Johnny Depp getting together with his lawyer, Joelle Rich. She once represented Meghan Markle, and as they say, birds of a feather flock together. You shall know them by the company they keep. Joelle's friends don't really like Depp, and some of them are apparently shocked that she chose to leave her husband to get together with them. Depp has hired her for many years now, and Joelle probably knows more details about him than anyone. All the more to possibly use against him one day in divorce court, perhaps. But for right now, they aren't dating exclusively. That could simply mean that she doesn't want to trap him. Yet. They worked hard together for 4 years, if you know what I mean. There was probably an affair thrown in the mix before she left her husband. That's just my speculation. Depp is one of those nice guys that doesn't know his own value. He spent 4 months once taking care of Penelope Cruz while she was preggers on the set of the Pirates of the Caribbean film. I don't know what's worse, that or the guy that was dating a pregnant woman and spent a week in and out of hospitals with her while she was going in and out of labor. From the sound of it, it's not in his nature to be a bad boy. Women, of course, can easily exploit this. The worst thing Depp can do at this point would be to marry his former lawyer. She left her husband to be with him, so she's probably convinced that she can make their relationship more than just a non-exclusive one. She knows the ins and outs of the law, as well as the ins and outs of the bedroom. The poor guy doesn't stand a chance with a lawyer vulture with a vetch. I'll discuss more about Depp most likely having his booty plundered by another hot beauty and her booty in a moment. But let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Me the Sandman. If you want to get your hands on this Thought Tears mug, then visit my Teespring store down in the description. You can also get your hands on the Cure for Feminism t-shirt and classic tank top. If someone doesn't like it, then you can ask them if they're being Islamophobic. I also have a Sandman t-shirt, and 25% of the sales proceeds go to the artist, as well as the classic Sandman sticker and mug. You can also get the entire Sandman collection through digital download or USB key if you want through email. Those are the sound files for the first 5 seasons of my channel, so you can have those to take on the go. Each season is $15. Finally, you can also talk to me via one-on-one coaching through Skype for only $45 an hour. My contact email and Teespring shop are the first links down in the description. Anyways, now back to Johnny Depp only plays a pirate on the silver screen, while the women he gets involved with want all his silver doubloons clown world show. The article I got a lot of my information from is called She is Super Clever and Really Sensible. Johnny Depp's new lawyer girlfriend, Joelle Rich, reportedly left husband, Jonathan Rich, to be with $200 million rich Pirates of the Caribbean star, unquotes. She married a man that's the director for the Blue Box Corporate Finance Group. Sure, a banker's pockets might jingle, but they don't always make a woman's twat pocket tingle. Looks like she married Rich quite literally and figuratively. But I guess he wasn't rich enough. Or maybe he just didn't have the social status in addition to having had that money. Depp lost the case that she was representing him in. I suspect he's now going to lose at the romance that he's in with her. He's not completely innocent either. He could have actually said no when she made advances on him. Instead, he said yes, and now her children are going to suffer through a divorce. Also, when your relationship begins with your new partner, with them being a homewrecker, what makes you think they won't do the same to you? Their relationship started in 2020 when they began dating, but she defended him in his 2018 libel suit against The Sun in the UK and lost. That article I mentioned earlier had an interesting line about why her friends don't like Johnny Depp, and I quote, "A reason for this opposition is how different the two are. They are, according to that friend group, poles apart. She is lovely, super clever, beautiful, nice, and really sensible. And according to her circle, Depp ain't any of them. It is because of this that everyone is shocked by the latest claims. Her and Johnny Depp are poles apart in everything in terms of age and background. Add to the fact that she already had a well-established family with her ex-husband Jonathan Rich and the kids they share. It becomes all the more baffling for them. But it's not baffling to me. They saw her monkey branch to the moon and are probably jealous of her and are trying to sabotage her relationship because she's now with Hollywood royalty. So that's probably why they're taking a royal dump on her. Are friends like that even worth having if they treat you like that? Maybe it's a good thing that she figured out how they really feel so she can cut them out of her life for good." The article continues by saying that it's quite a shock. It's an extraordinary move for someone like Joelle, a highly accomplished, sensible, North London lawyer, to do something like this. But but Depp and Rich are seemingly not affected by these rumors. The two are going strong and look set to continue the relationship, despite all the opposition. Of course they are. They complement each other quite well because they're both wealthy, unlike Miss Turd, which now has no more money. Joelle is also a year older than Amber Heard. But if Depp was smart, he'd be trading them in for newer models like DiCaprio. But I can't believe Depp is 59 years of age. He certainly doesn't look it. That article also says their chemistry is off the charts. Joelle Rich was born Joelle Rashti, and her parents are wealthy property magnates, so I suspect the gold digging on her part might not be as wild as we think it is. But she's a smart cookie because of her illustrious edumacation, and that usually spells trouble for a lot of guys. I made tons of videos discussing why it's a bad idea to date someone with a degree before. Usually they're insufferable. Also, her main career focus as a lawyer is said to be on guarding her clients' privacy from unwarranted intrusions and media attention. So that means she's good at keeping secrets and she's a master at evading private investigators and knowing how to keep her relationships all hush-hush. I also get the funny feeling that in a year or two, she's going to get preggers by the sparrow Captain Jax keeps in his pants. Her wedding to her ex-husband was lavish and she's into posh things, so I'm sure if she stays with Depp for a long time, that's going to be in the cards too. She's probably going to try and top the last wedding that she had in Tuscany with almost 300 guests that cost a fortune. So maybe there's an element of gold digging to her getting together with him in the first place, and possibly getting access to his $200 million fortune. I won't feel bad if anything happens to Depp, because he's had plenty of time to learn his lesson about female nature. He has been burnt by Heard, and probably doesn't understand that women have changed since he was younger, and dating women like Winona Ryder. It's a whole other world out there if you're under 40. Plus, he's gone through court now, so he knows the consequences might be bad for his career, but for the most part, that's behind him. I suspect that one of the reasons he wants to be in a relationship so much is because he's a performer and feeds off his audience. I suspect that if he doesn't have one, he gets depressed. A girlfriend is a captive audience of that. For right now, after we won the defamation case against Heard, he has enjoyed a career resurgence. He appeared at the 2022 MTV Music Awards in a moon suit, so it looks as though he successfully un-me-too'd himself. That's all I got to say about the story. But for the rest of this video, I want to discuss a story that's out of this world. Literally. Apparently, a desperate Japanese woman was conned out of $30,000 by a so-called cosmonaut on the International Space Station, who needed the money to come home. I wonder if the guy pulling off the scam was either a Nigerian or a Somalian cosmonaut. You know, it's getting desperate out there with boxed wine and cats, if we're seeing women falling for what appear to be the most obvious scams for love. I think one of the reasons that the scammer made up such a crazy story is because the victims are a lot less likely to report him because the story is so embarrassing and hilarious. What's next? Women get contacted by men online claiming to be the real-life Thor from Avengers, and he needs Bitcoin so he can come to Earth. She sees his pictures and he looks like an angel and a pirate had a baby together. Actually, since Depp plays a pirate so well, and Amber used to look like an angel before her turd of a life got flushed into the poverty poop chute, if the two of them had a kid together, he would probably end up looking like Chris Hemsworth. But seriously, as it gets harder and harder for women to find love out there, they'll be more prone to wishful thinking and sending their hard-earned money to scammers in India or Africa that are preying on their loneliness. But to be fair, the Japanese woman in the story that I shared was almost elderly, and people in the past had a much longer trust horizon, meaning that even though many of us today see them as naive, back in the day they weren't. Because people were honest, and if you wrecked your honor, people wouldn't do business with you. And back then you had to deal with people instead of setting up online aliases like you can today. I bet you anything that her and other women like her rarely get scammed by people in Japan. It's just on the internet, even in space apparently. And it's allowing people in societies that are less trusting to take advantage of people in societies that are more open. The effect of that will be to people in the Western countries, where they could relax once upon a time, now they're going to have to worry about being stabbed in the back, and they're going to have to spend more time watching their backs online instead of being productive. That's what I don't think that Johnny Depp, or many other guys for that matter, have figured out, that the trust horizon for younger women doesn't go as far as the older ones. So even if you date a woman that's 20 years younger than you, especially in an area that has a lot of immigration from third world countries, then it's most likely you're dating a foreigner that's sizing you up like their next meal ticket. That's the thing that most people will never understand. I guess some guys have enough money to never have to worry about women dragging their face through the mud. But most of us are not Johnny Depp, and we can't afford to get Me Too'd and have our reputations ruined. I know a lot of guys are cheering about Depp wrecking Amber Heard, but many of you are probably not thinking about the consequences to Jewel's children, how she broke her marriage to Bone the Deppmeister. Her children and her husband are most likely the greatest victims in the domino effect that Amber Turd created in Depp's life. If Depp were smarter, he'd probably go his own way, like one of my favorite characters he portrayed, Edward Scissorhands. At the end, he leaves the woman he loves and goes up and lives in a castle, sculpting bushes and carving ice statues, instead of ending up with a woman with a heart of ice. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Mr. Anonymous for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed the topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that Johnny Depp is smashing his lawyer, but doesn't realize that she might be a gold digger trying to smash open his piggy bank. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and Mikdow.tv to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the men that think Johnny Depp is a good guy, even when he helps wreck a couple of kids' childhoods by getting together with their mother away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.